listener production.
A warning to anyone with a wood fire heater, and Comgames development targets a pack of Bendigo kangaroos. Showers expected today, but great Saturday weather for Mildura. More on that after sport. Good morning, I'm Katie Martin, and this is your Western Victoria local news. If you're warming the house this winter with a burning fire, the state's conservation regulator is asking you to check where you get your firewood from. They say firewood thefts from regional Victorian forests continue to be a problem across the Murray River corridor. Steve McMonagle from the conservation regulator says they're keeping on alert.
Reaching out to the community to just ask them to have a look at where they're sourcing their firewood from. They may be unknowingly and unintentionally purchasing firewood from people who are sourcing that wood illegally from our parks, forests and other conservation reserves.
Bendigo's Commonwealth Games Athletes Village will feature a kangaroo-proof fence. A pack of roos call the floor a hillside home, but Development Victoria is now considering tender applications, building a barrier to keep them out. Construction on that will be completed in the next few months, work starting as soon as next week. Wildlife rescuers have previously spoken out about fears the work would displace the kangaroos. Development Victoria says the animals' welfare is their top priority. If you're planning a winter getaway and need a place to rest and recharge during a road trip, try your luck at a Bendigo or Mildura Visitor Information Centre. Pause Stop is a program turning visitor information centres into road safety hubs, an initiative by the Transport Accident Commission and Victorian Tourism Council. TAC Head of Road Safety Samantha Cofield says the aim of the centres is to combat driver fatigue.
Around 20% of the fatal crashes we see on our roads involve fatigue or drowsy driving. We also see lack of concentration as a major issue that people have crashes.
135 lives have been lost on the roads already this year. And three community choirs will mark National Reconciliation Week at the Sunraysia Farmers Market this weekend. That's Saturday at 11 a.m. The performance in response to a call from Reconciliation Australia, encouraging choirs to put on a show for their community in the spirit of the week. Anyone can join in with the singers from the Sunraised Voices, U3A and Rio Vista Social Club choirs. The Bendigo Braves women are back at home this weekend for a double header, which could prove to be their 13th and 14th straight wins this season. It won't come easy, though. The side are taking on Waverley in a top-of-the-table clash first. Then on Sunday, they play Casey. But coach Mark Alabakov says the side is feeling confident coming off the back of a good weekend.
The weekend we just had, we played two teams in the top five and performed as well defensively as we have all season, and we're able to get two really critical wins.
And let's get a feel for the Sunraysia footy coming up this weekend. The closest matchup is Wentworth against Dalrymple, sitting third and fourth on the ladder. The Swallows come off the back of a 68-point victory last round when the Roos were on the sidelines with a bye. Elsewhere, Robinvale Euston will hope to make a comeback against Ogun United. Imperials play Merbein and Redcliffs take on Mildura. That's the latest. You're up to date with Western Victoria News.